Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's start in Dallas. Because
yesterday,
we talked about Micah Parsons wanted to be the highest non-quarterback player in the NFL. Well, according to Jerry Jones and Clarence Hill, who covers the Dallas Cowboys down there, they have a deal in place. Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons, according to the reports, came to an agreement at the combine. Well, that was a month ago. Jerry Jones has not called the agent. He has not talked to the agent of Micah Parsons. And even today, he went as far to not even mention his name. He says, yeah, we have an agreement in place. The agent is not a concern here. I don't know his name. Well, that's one of the best agents in the NFL is David Mulugata. And Micah Parsons then responds on Twitter and says, David is the best, and I will not be doing any deal without him. There is no one I trust more when it comes to negotiating contracts. There will be no back doors in this contract negotiation. Jerry Jones, what does this man think he's doing? Going behind the back of the agent and saying, I don't need him. We have a deal. That's it. What?
I'll let Rico go first, because I think once I say what I'm going to say, there's no getting this segment back on the rails.
No, David, this is just the arrogance of Jerry Jones. Everybody wants to be a cowboy, so let's just... me and you have a beer and hash this thing out, and that's not how it's going to work. And the fact that you're insulting the agent really is not going to help out in negotiations. The fact that you haven't called the agent after you supposedly had a deal in place, this thing is not going to end well. But for Jerry, Jera thinks it will.
All right, I'm taking a different approach. 83-year-old people shouldn't run billion-dollar corporations. I'm sorry, but it's just it's beyond the pale. I mean, the fact that Jerry Jones is an absentee owner in so many ways, yet does a radio interview. They haven't paid a free agent that is on the open market more than $6 million a year since 2017. And now, look, you have Micah Parsons. I'd rather Dallas say, look, we're rebuilding, trade him three first-round picks. Guy's going to be 83 here in a month or two. Like, I'm sorry. He's losing his mind.
No, he's not only that, Mike, he doesn't have anybody around him who will just say, no, Jerry, that's not how we do things anymore. Jerry's still stuck in the early 2000s. Like, yeah, you know, when's Emmitt Smith coming back? He's in the Hall of Fame, Jerry. He doesn't play anymore.
Here's the other thing. Jerry Jones, you're approaching 30 years without a Super Bowl. All right? You're bad. The only difference between you and Woody Johnson is you don't wear a stupid hat that doesn't fit your head. The Jets are the Cowboys. The Cowboys are the Jets. Losers. Sorry.
So, Mike, I didn't get a chance to do this. Couldn't do it yesterday because my voice was worse than it was today, but
what?
I want to congratulate you on your new quarterback.
Oh, thank you.
Russell Wilson is your new quarterback.
I thought you meant Jameis Winston.
No, he did sign his
things
contract
are going
yesterday,
great.
Had his press conference.
We strong. We all strong.
But that is not the most important thing I want to discuss with you regarding the Giants.
Oh, okay. There's more?
It is play calling. Brian Daboll was calling plays since 2013, took it away from Mike Kafka. And the reports say, not sure if he's going to, you know, do that again or not. Quote, play calling, we'll make that decision as we go into the preseason. Well, the offense wasn't the greatest when he was play calling. So what indeed happens there in New York?
I don't know. It's
because he's on his last leg. So
this is the equivalent of someone just putting dog poop in a plastic bag on your porch and lighting it on fire. I don't know. Nothing makes sense. This is why you can't bring back coaches that are on an ultimatum. You can't have desperation set in. And it's why I'm thankful I work in Detroit and I can just watch the Lions. I am the worst son on the planet that I paid for Sunday ticket for my father to watch this train wreck. I would have been better off showing up, ringing the doorbell, and punching him in the face. I have no words.
Ding dong. Hi, Dad.
Bang. I just take one of the chairs in his garage right to the head. I got nothing. David, I can't answer it. I can't be emotionally involved in it.
Michael, what did I do?
I'm sorry. Dayball.
Trust me, you'll thank me later.
So, there's a lot of rule changes that happen in the NFL. We'll talk about them. But before I do that, let me play the hits. There's going to be a Christmas triple header this year, guys. The NFL will have two games on Netflix, and then the final game will be on Amazon because it is a Thursday for Christmas this year.
Okay, so just so we're clear, Christmas, and you're putting three games on streaming platforms.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because everybody has Netflix and Amazon, right?
Correct.
And nobody wants to watch football. It's Christmas. I want to be with my family.
See, you like your family. Well, then again, you just put your dad in a coma, so I don't know.
No, I didn't. The Giants did. And it wasn't real. I was just suggesting I would have caused them less pain than buying them Sunday ticket. You know what? To hell with you. Get a snack.
Two more hits before we get to the rule changes. The NFL has new international locations. They are looking to play games in Dubai or Abu Dhabi in the near future.
Who's asking for this?
No one.
They're trying. Same people for the Christmas Day games, Mike. If you're the NFL, you just keep pushing the envelope and seeing how far you can go and see what works.
Why? It doesn't benefit me. The Lions won't spend any of the damn money.
Well, because they're saving it all. Just wait. In 3 years, they're going to be fiscally responsible and be able to pay all of their people for the first time ever.
No, it's going to happen. It's going to happen the week of the draft. This will be just like last year. They're going to be like, you get a car, you get a car. And it's fine, but none of it's necessary right now.
J-Mo, come to the office. Bring Brian Branch with you and whoever else is out there.
One more hit, guys.
God help me.
Yeah.
Owners meetings this week, they're reporting that the NFL, Roger Goodell, and the NFLPA have already started discussions on the 18-game schedule, which will have week one start Labor Day weekend, and then the Super Bowl will be played the Sunday before President's Day.
Okay. It's like the worst-kept secret.
I think we
all knew it was going to go 18 games. And, David, let's be real. It's going to go to 20. It's not going to stop at 18. It's going to go to 20. The only good thing about this.
Whoa, that's not the drop it's labeled to be. Sorry.
I found that out when you were gone.
Why are people touching this? None of the other shows even use audio. I apologize to Rico Lamar Beard.
What will happen? The only good thing about this is for some, you'll get the Monday off so you can stay up and watch the Super Bowl and not have to worry about getting up and going to work because it'll be President's Day that Monday. So that's the only positive thing about this, Mike. But other than that, I'm sure the athletes don't care about it, but it's for money. And be ready, David, because it's going to lead up to March Madness at one point.
Okay, go to hell.
You're probably right about that.
Listen, here's the other problem.
Mike's just afraid of the truth.
No, the truth sucks. And I identify that you're right, and it sucks.
All right.
But the bottom line is, if you don't enhance or increase the roster size, if you don't add a second bye week, you're going to be watching garbage.
Well, I'm assuming there's going to be
we don't make assumptions here. It makes an ass out of you and me.
Well, I will give you that update. Yes, in the report, there will be an extra bye week.
Not an assumption, now a fact.
All right.
Bottom line is you better increase the rosters to at least 70 players.
I've never understood why I stopped at 53 and not 60.
Because they don't want to pay. Yeah. The greed is out of control. And I'm sorry, I have no appetite to watch football from Labor Day through essentially March 1st.
Correct.
Well, no. If your team is good, Lions fans would have lined up to watch this entire 18-week season.
Really? It would have been over in week 19.
It doesn't matter, but you didn't know that. Now, if your team is out of it, it's like, man, how long is this season left? We've been out of it since October.
They are going to ruin.
And we still have 3 more months to go.
They're ruining the best regular season of all. They're doing exactly what college football did. They're going to demean the meaning of each Sunday. Those games mean so much. They'll add so
one extra
many games.
Game will, I don't think one extra game is going to hurt it, is it?
MF, you were out here telling me it was about to be a 20-game schedule. Oh, now, which is it?
It will. It will. Come on. You think they're going to stop at 18?
Well, without seismic changes to the roster size, the bye week configuration, and yeah, candidly, Rico, we can't be playing football in the spring. It won't work.
No. Mike, you're correct, but in the NFL's eyes, who's going to stop us? They feel like we're the only sport. We can go year-round, and you're going to love this.
I know. And it's just like what baseball thought when they had the strike in 94. Who's going to stop us? We're America's game.
Correct.
They're going to put it over a cliff, man.
They are, but they'll go from 18 to 19.
Oh, my God, he's doing it again.
And then let me quickly give you
some
of the 19? Rules that were added. They expanded replay assist. They will have now the Skyhawk in the sky that will give you the first down.
That's
calls.
What Rico used to fly at Fox 2.
That was Sky Fox.
Close enough.
David, I love this rule.
Yeah.
Because it says basically, hey, if they can go back here, if the flag is thrown, they can go back and say that wasn't a face mask, that wasn't roughing the passer, that wasn't horse collar, that it's a lot. It basically, it's what happened. I think when the Chiefs played the Texans.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that rule right there. Oh, you guys hit each other, but we thought you hit Mahomes. You can go back and say, oh, sorry, not a penalty.
Let's go up to Rico and the Fox Trapper. Rico, what'd you see on the play?
It'd be Sky Fox.
What is the difference?
I saw aliens on the freeway. Move up to the left.
Okay. It's move to the right for my cruise.
Okay.
That isn't football today.
Wait a minute. David, finish.
The most important rule that was accepted was the NFL would now allow both teams to possess the ball in overtime.
Oh, good. Now everybody can stop crying. See, I'm fine with it. It's just it's not necessary. If you don't want to lose a game in overtime without having the football, don't give up a touchdown in the opening possession or score yourself. Like, I just, God, why is everything a participation trophy? Why can't overtime just be sudden death? Oh, I didn't get the ball. Well, you could have played defense.
Yeah, but I mean, if you flip the coin, you have a certain quarterback, you know you're not going to get the benefit of the calls. You're not, and you're going to end up losing.
And that's why we got you in the Fox Chopper.
Please move over to the right.
That is in football today.